You want the keys to self-motivation? We've got that and so much more. Join us on today's edition of the Inside BS Show. Hey now, I'm Nikki G, and you're joining us for the Inside BS Show. I am here this morning with Dave Lorenzo, the godfather of growth. Dave, how are you?
Hey now, Nikki G, I'm doing just great. We've got the keys to self-motivation on this edition of the Inside BS Show. That was a fantastic opening. You are the perfect host. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks. Dave, you and I get asked a lot. How are you two doing all of what you are doing in a given day? So I thought we would provide our audience today some insight into how we accomplish what we do in a day. Let's give them some of those secrets.
All right. Yeah, so these four tips that we're going to share with you are our four best tips. We sat down, we actually put some thought into this, and these are the four things that push us, that propel us forward. And for me, the thing that really gets me fired up, whether it's going through my emails at 3 o'clock in the morning, or sitting down for an hour and a half to write a chapter of a book, or spending the time to go through a video and watch every single minute and edit it down, or make notes for an editor after they've edited it. Those, the things that motivate me to do mundane tasks, are the things that, you know, I don't really have the most desire to do. The thing that gets me the most fired up is thinking about what other people won't do and what the average person blows off. So I think about what the average person is probably doing. I love being up at 3 o'clock in the morning and working. And the reason I love being up at 3 o'clock in the morning and working is because you're sleeping. And while you're sleeping, I'm working. So you've got 24 hours in a day. I've got 24 hours in a day. If I use 20 of those 24 hours and you use 16, I'm crushing you. That's 8 hours that you're not using that I could be using, right? So I got to sleep 4, 5, 6 hours a night. No problem. That's fine. But while you're sleeping, I'm working. And that's what really fires me up. I'm doing what you won't do. I'm running up a hill because you won't run up a hill. I'm doing the hard stuff because you won't do it. I think about the group we built, Improvisers, and people are constantly, we were talking about this yesterday, Nicola, you and I, like people are constantly calling us and they want to know the secrets to having a successful group, Improvisers. People call me and they want to know the secret to building a successful business. You know, your counterparts, your peers in the practice of law want to know the secrets to winning in a negotiation and getting a great settlement. And when we tell them the secrets, they're so disappointed because the secrets are we have clarity of purpose and we do the stuff others don't want to do. You know how we got 55 people to join our Provisors group? We talked to 355 people, right? We had conversations with people and we had more conversations than anyone else in the history of Provisors has had. You want to have a $1 million business? You've got to go out and pitch business that's in excess of $20 million to have a $1 million business. You know why more people don't have a $1 million business? Because they don't want to do that. Oh, Dave, I can't take rejection. Oh, Dave, I don't want to be salesy. Well, then you don't want to have money. You don't want to be successful. You want to have a $1 million business, go pitch $20 million in sales and you'll have a $1 million business. You're going to get rejected 90 times out of 100. You're going to get rejected 9 times out of 10. And you know what? That rejection would put people on their ass. And that's the reason why I do it. Because while somebody's putting you on your ass, when I get put on my ass, I get up and I run forward. So that's number one for me. What motivates me is doing the things that other people don't want to do. What do you think of that, Nikki G?
I think that's great. I don't know that everyone's going to get up at 3 a.m. to do it, but you're absolutely right. You have got to do what no one else wants to do, and you are going to get a leg up. That's how it gets done.
I love the fact. I hope you don't get up at 3 a.m. because for every day you don't get up at 3 a.m., I am eating your freaking lunch. I am eating your lunch for every day you don't get up. When you get up at 7 a.m., you need to know that I've been working for 4 hours. I just called your best client. I just sent an email to your best client. I sent something in the mail to your best client. I'm driving or flying to see your best client while you're sleeping. And guess what? Your best client is going to become my best client because I'm working harder than you. All right, Nikki G, what's your first way to motivate yourself?
Well, that's exactly right. That's why I'm on your side, because I know you are up emailing at 3 a.m. I'm the recipient of some of those emails. So you either are that person getting up, or you align yourself with that person, because that's the second best way to do that.
I love it.
Let me tell you my number one self-motivation point. It is priorities. So I love when people say, I don't have time to do X, fill in the blank, right? You make time. I do. That's how I'm doing everything in my day. That's how I am running a law practice. That is how I am podcasting. That is how I am a volunteer leader of two different organizations and have a leadership role in both. Because you make your priorities the things that you really want to get done. So good example is every morning I wake up, I like to take my me time. That is a time where no one interrupts me. I do my workout, because that is, for me, the point in time where I get to map out my entire day. It helps me get in the right frame of mind. It relaxes me. I can reduce anxiety. I can sleep better. And I map out exactly what I'm going to attack that day in that window of time, so that when I get to the office, the phone starts ringing, the emails start coming through, people are panicking, that I can take solace in the fact that I know exactly what I need to get done that day, and I can divide up everything else that's coming in, make sure I address it, but make sure I accomplish what I've set out to do that day. So if you want to get something done, maybe for you it's not having that, you know, the exercise in the morning, but maybe for you it's you want to write a book. Here's how you get that done. You make it a priority. You do have time. You just have to plan out in your schedule the time to do that. Maybe it's early in the morning. Maybe it's 3 a.m. If you want to be up when Dave Lorenz is working, you're working on your book at 3 a.m. Or maybe for you, it's that hour before you start your workday. Matt, plan it out. Don't plan anything in your schedule. Get up a little bit earlier. Put that time in so that you can accomplish what you really want to, because you've made it a priority.
I love it. Priorities, priorities. Okay, so number three, and the second one for me, is I constantly operate with a chip on my shoulder. I have a love-hate relationship with when somebody says someone else is the best at something I want to be the best at. So when I'm sitting across the table from someone and I hear somebody say, oh, this person is the best group leader in Provisors, or this person is the best speaker in Vistage, when I hear that, I immediately go into competition mode. And I think to myself, okay, now I need to find out what this person is doing, and I need to figure out how I can make myself better and different than that person. So I immediately do my research. I do my homework. I ask a million questions about who the best is, what they're doing, how they got to be the best, what their behavior was, what their process was. And then I dissect their behavior and process, and I find ways I can do it better. And I find ways I can make myself different. And then I go back to priority number one, and I'm working. I'm working harder than that person. I'm working smarter than that person. I'm finding an angle that person never thought of. And I'm perfecting my skills. I'm perfecting my craft so that I am going to be the best at what this person is doing. And I'm going to make sure that I put myself in a position to demonstrate that I'm the best. And then when I get knocked on my ass in that, when people tell me this part was good, but this part wasn't, I go back to work and I hone my craft. I refine my approach and I do it again and again. So there's two elements to this. The first element is when you want to be the best at something, you figure out who the best is, you take their system, their practice, their process, you dissect it and you find holes in it. You plug those holes, you fill those gaps and you do it better. And then the second thing is when you go out and you do your trial and error routine and you get knocked down, you got to be persistent and get back up. My mindset has always been, when it comes to business development, when it comes to sales, and I've gotten knocked down more times than anybody, my mindset has always been, this person is my client. This company is my client. They just don't know it yet. And when they say no, that just means I got to try harder. I got to find a better solution. I got to come back again and again and again. I've gotten more deals because they knew I wasn't going to give up and they knew I was going to wear them down than most people have gotten deals in general. I hear no, and that just steals my resolve. So I figure out who the best is, and then I operate with a chip on my shoulder, and I wear down the other person until I'm the best, until I'm number one, and that fires me up. That's motivation. All right, Nicola, what's number four? What's the second one for you?
Number four, and a big one for me, is microtasking. So let me explain what I mean by that. If you look so far in front of you, let's use a week as an example. You're looking out at that week going, I can't get this done. I'm a litigation attorney. Let me tell you, there are a lot of weeks where I look at my schedule and say, there is no way I can possibly get all of this done in a week's time. I can't get done with sitting out there. It's 2 weeks out. How do I get through it? You have to. There's no way around it. I get through it by what I call microtasking. I approach it in a bite-sized way. What do I have to get through today to make sure that I am on track to accomplish everything that is going to have to get done within that time frame? That is how I get through it. There are days where you are ground up, you're exhausted, you're overwhelmed. It's part of being an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter what line of work you're in. You will have those days. You will feel like you're hitting a wall, but you know, I've just got to get through this day. So my approach is, what tasks do I have to get through today to make sure that I'm not going to be set back? And when you think about it that way, you're now creating your mindset so that you're only thinking about, I just got to get through this task. That is a lot more doable than thinking about, I've got to get through all of these things that are in front of me, which frankly, if you leave your mindset focused on everything you have to get done, it will paralyze you. And in some instances now you're completely unproductive because you can't focus on just what you need to get done. So remove all of that from your thinking, change your mindset so that you're only thinking about what I've got to get done today to get through this. And you keep taking it day by day and you'll get through it. And you will frankly be amazed at what you are able to accomplish in such a short period of time.
Alrighty, folks, this is your self-motivation video. If you like what you heard, if you like what you saw, what should they do if they like what they heard, like what they saw, Nikki G?
Watch another episode.
That's right. This is the Inside BS Show. Join us back here again tomorrow for another edition of our show. We're here every stinking day, wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Until tomorrow, I'm the Godfather of Growth, Dave Lorenzo, and she is...
Nikki G.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Until then, here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life.